Okay, everybody, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Ayin Hey. And if you remember, yesterday we dove back into the world of Yevamos for a minute. And the question was, right from our Mishnah, right, big machogas between, right, discussion between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, right, can a Shemaris Yavam, can someone who's waiting to do Yibam, right, can be Mayfair, right, his Yevamos Nidarim, right? Obviously, as a husband is able to be made for his wife's Nidarim, what about a Shemaris Yavam? What's the deal with that? So we had a whole discussion in the Mishnah, and then Rabbi Ami had said that Rabbi Elazar's Shita is that if there was Ma'amer, again, Rabbi Elazar's Shita being that he's able to be made for the Nether, so that is when there is Ma'amer, when they did this Kiddushin Derabanan, right, between the Yavam and the Yavama to create some sort of link, or a stronger link, between the two of them. So then we had this whole, right, again, the Gemara basically had this whole back and forth between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai being jealous, right, the Rabbi Akiva kind of, not jealous, but he was impressed that Rabbi Akiva retorted and responded to all the kashas, and Ben Azai said, right, at the end of yesterday's daf, right, oh yeah, I wish I could have been Mishamesh Rabbi Akiva. Now, so the problem is that we had started that whole back and forth, like in the middle of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, right, with a Tanya, or either Tanya Nami Halki or Tanya Kabasi Der Rabbi Ami, right, really, as the Girsa has changed. And now the Gemara just starts, right, today's daf starts, my Tanya Kabasi Der Rabbi Ami, right, how do you know, right, from that whole long brisa back and forth, that it's supporting Rabbi Ami, whose holds that Rabbi Elazar says that the Yavam can be Mefer, the Yavam is Nedarim, right, when they did Ma'amer. So Dikatani, so the Gemara says, two possibilities. Either because Rabbi Kiva was saying, Bein Sh'asa Bama'amer, Bein Sh'alo'asa Bama'amer, right, it's regardless, meaning apparently he held that there was a difference between whether, meaning that he, Rabbi Kiva, right, had, was saying it doesn't matter, and apparently the implication is Rabbi Elazar did make a difference, right, between whether there is Ma'amer or not, because that was part of the arguments, right? And that's why Rabbi Kiva said it doesn't matter. But apparently his other opinion, right, Rabbi Elazar, held that it does matter, that he can only be Mefer if there was Ma'amer. Inami or Meresha, you could learn it from the Resha, from the first part of the Braisa, the Gatani, which we said, Mishnichnasa Lerushuso Nigmarla, right? When she comes, right, she comes to his Rishus, so that finishes, right, that finishes the Kenyan. V'idol Kaddish, right, my Nigmarla, what do you mean finishes? What do you mean completes, right, the marriage? Right, completion of the marriage implies that there was the beginning, right, there was some sort of haskalah, some sort of beginning. So Tish Bat Mineik, she asked about Mimer, right, apparently, right, there was some sort of Mimer done, right, at the beginning, right, again, because Rabbi Elazar says that when the Yavama becomes completely married, right, and that's obviously, that implies that there was some sort of ma'amer, right, in the first place. Okay, fine. And now what the Brisa just finishes off, just the Gemara just explains, right, my kshar dvarim kain dvarim dekatani, what does it mean when the Brisa said that just like, right, for any other things, and for all these other things, dvarim is the same, what do we mean? What do we mean when we say that yavama, right, with, even if they're mimer, right, is not an arusa, right, that meaning that it's not considered to be the same as Erisin, even though there's a Zika there between the Yavam and the Yavama. So Amarava Hakikitani really meant to say it like this, that for whatever reason, if God forbid, a Nara, a Yavama cheats on her Yavam, and she's not going to get killed, just like a Nara Amurasa. Right, and again, we're saying that Ma'amer is not as much of a marriage, right, as the first stage of marriage, like Kiddushin. Right, that Ma'amer, obviously, the first stage in kind of designating the Yavama to the Yavam, but and then maybe selecting one brother out of all of them, right, but it's not as strong, right, as Kiddushin. And Ravashi, Masnisa Namideka. And he says that the Mishnah also, the language of the Mishnah also, makes sense. This is what he's talking about, because ve'ein yavama gemura le'isha k'shem sharusa gemura le'isha. Right, that again, this is what Rabbi Kiva had said. Right, the yavama is not entirely married. Right, just like an arusa, right, is completely married to the husband. Right, so when they first, they're not completely married, but they're married in the sense that they're fully married, and someone, she cheats on him, so then she is, that's adultery mamish. Right, and then she gets killed. Tov. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishto kol ha'nadarim shetidori mikan ad she'avu m'makom ploni harei hin kayamin lo omer klom. If a guy says, you know what, all the nadarim you're going to make between when I go there and come back, so that's nothing. I mean, the question in the Mishnah is, can you be mefer a neder that will happen, right, in the future? Right, so it says Tanakama, That is no meaning. If the guy says he's going to be Mekayim, sorry, if he's going to be Mekayim, all the Nedarim she makes while he's gone, that's no good. But if he says that they're no good, I'm going to be Mefer all the Nedarim you're going to make in the future, so that. That is a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Rabbi Elazar says, "Omer mufar, Rabbi Chacham omrim eno mufar." Right? It depends on who you hold like, but that is a debate. Meaning, if a guy says, "I'm going to be mekayim, I'm going to keep all your nedarim," so that doesn't work. But to be mefer neder, so Rabbi Elazar says that works. And if the neder is not yet been made, has not yet been made. Now they go back and forth. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Im hefer nedarim shabo lachal iser lo yefer nedarim shalo lo bo lachal iser. Rabbi Elazar says, "I don't understand." The guy can be mefer a neder that has already happened. Right? That has already, a woman says, "I'm not going to eat meat for a week," and the husband says, "Not a chance." Right? So why can't he? And that is already. And the isra has already chal. Right? The isra has already happened. The woman has already said, "I can't eat meat." She, at that moment, that's effective. Right? She can take a neder. Right? Neder. What is it? Meat is konam, is to me or whatever he says. And the husband hears about it an hour later, and that nether already works. She's not allowed to eat meat, and he's made for the nether, and he gets rid of it. So Rabbi Elazar says, so he should also certainly, if he has the power to get rid of a nether that exists, he should also be able to get rid of a nether that does not yet exist. So Amr Lo says, Chom Zabaktim, Harehu Omer, no, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk. But Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifeirenu, that's one of the times that a Mapike, right, is if you use a Mapike, if you say Isha, is makpid, right? You have to in the text and as a bakore, because isha, right, is a woman, but isha means her husband. So if a person would read isha with mapike and then not say it, he would have to go back, and a bakore would have to go back. Anyway, so the pasuk, that's, I apologize for the bakore nerding out here, but isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu, the pasuk says, right, that her husband can be mekayim it, and her husband can be made for it, right? Esha balachal hekim balachal hefer v'esha lo balachal hekim lo balachal hefer. And we connect the two, that if the husband can be made for it, then he can be mekayim it, or really the other way around, right? If he can be mekayim it, he can be made for it. If he can't be mekayim it, which we saw in the Mishnah, that's on the comment, everybody agrees that a husband cannot be mekayim a nether that is happening in 3 days from now, so therefore he's also not able to be made for the nether, to get rid of the nether that has not yet been made. Ibadu, that's the Shaila Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, Michal Cholin Uvetelin, oh Dilma Lo Cholin Kla. According to Rabbi Elazar, that says that a husband, right, because again, the husband says, "I'm made for all your nadarim that are going to happen next week." So, how does that work? Does that mean, is the nether like is it like a normal case of a nether where the woman takes a nether, she's not going to eat meat, and the husband hears about it an hour later and says, "I don't like that," and he's made for the nether, where it was chal, the nether happened for an hour or a minute or a second, and then it's batel? Oh, dilma lo chal and klal. Or maybe all these nedarim don't even happen at all, meaning they're already cut off, right, before they happen. Right, they're not even chal ever. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, the man of Kamina, who cares, right? Who cares, right, if it's the nether that the woman's going to make in 3 days from now is batel half a second after she says it, or never takes hold at all. So the Gemara says, Gigon de itvis achuina behede nedra. If someone said, you know what, he's going to piggyback on the back of her nether. And, you know, as the Gemara is going to say right now, meaning, for example, if a guy says, a woman says she's not going to eat meat, and the guy says, "Yeah, me too," or a woman says she's going to be a nazir, and the guy says, "Me too," meaning, so he's packing someone else. I'm saying, so that guy is packing on, right? He's basing his nether on her nether, right? If her nether doesn't exist, so then his nether doesn't exist. So that's a nafkamina, right? And if you tell me that the nether is chal, so havi tfisusa. So then there's a tfisus. Then the other guy's nether, meaning the third guy, right, Shimon's, the random guy, said me too to the wife's nether, so then his nether is going to be chal, because yes, hers is revoked, but his, right, fell on a proper nether, right, and it can, right, therefore his nether works, and he doesn't have a hafara by her, right, obviously, to anybody to be made for his nether. But if you're telling me that the nether never gets off the ground, right, if the husband is made for it 3 days before it happens, so then there's nothing there. Then there's no nether for the guy to be tofus on, and therefore his nether is going to be nothing. So the Gemara says, "My." So we're going to present a bunch of possibilities here. We're not going to get to all of them. I was going to go into tomorrow, right? Obviously, the short dap in in the Nidarim continue. So let's see. I'm not sure if it's one or two of them. Well, maybe we'll do one of them. So, or maybe it's two of them. I don't know. Maybe two of them. Yeah, two of them. Tashma, let's bring a proof. Again, our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Im hefer Nidarim shebo l'chal iser. Lo yafer Nidarim shelo bo l'chal iser. Again, the whole logic of Rabbi Lezer saying that he can be mefer a neder that hasn't happened yet was that he can be mefer a neder that has happened already. So certainly he should be able to be mefer a neder that has not happened yet. Right. So shmamin alo chalin. Right. Apparently we see that it's not chal whatsoever. Meaning the chal v'chomer only works if you have a neder that has already been chal. Right. It, like a neder she said again an hour ago. That neder has been chal, and certainly he can be mefer that. So too he can be mefer a neder that has what also already been chal. No, the Kal v'chomer is that it has never been chal. Right? That was the whole logic, right? If he can be made for a nether that happened already, certainly he can be made for a nether that has not happened already. Apparently we see that if he's made for the nether in the future, the nether never gets off the ground. It doesn't happen. So Kumar says, no, mikatana shein bayin, shalo bao katane, right? Dain lo bao. No, you could say that the Kal v'chomer is revolving around a different point. Not that it hasn't been chal yet, but that it has not yet become mefer, right? That has not yet come yet, but eventually what's going to happen, right? You could change the language to mean that it's going to become chal and then be mefer, right? Just like the husband can be mefer a neder that happened already an hour ago and was chal, so too he can be mefer a neder that's going to happen in 3 days from now, it's going to be chal and then be mefer. So that doesn't work. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. And I think we'll stop at the next Tashma. Right? So Amar Lahan Rabbi Elazar again, back in, the Brisa said back and forth. Rabbi Elazar said to Chachamim, right? Uma b'makom she'ein mefer nidre atzmo mishana there, mefer nidre atzmo ajal yidor. The guy, right, the husband, can't get rid of his own nidar, right? If a person takes another, he has to go to a Chacham or a Beis Din or whatever. But he can be mefer his own neder in the future. And that's the whole concept of Kol Nidre. Right? We say, Kol Nidre, all the Nidre I'm going to take in the future, it should be null and void. Right? That's how luckily that works. So, Makam Shemei for Nidre Ishto Kishetidur, Eno Dinsheya for Nidre Ishto Shetidur. So, certainly, if he can get rid of his wife's Nidarim, right, after she already made the Nidre, certainly he should be able to get rid of his wife's Nidarim that haven't happened yet, because he can get rid of his own Nidarim that haven't happened yet. So my love, you should do me today. Do they? Right? Who? Ma? Who do the chalim? Right? Avishto who do the chalim? Right? Again, just like isn't it the same? Isn't the same status as his wife's? You know, nedarim should be just like his nedarim. And if he can get rid of his own future nedarim, he should also be able to get rid of his wife's future nedarim, and it shouldn't be chal whatsoever. So the Gemara says, lo, hadikiza, hagadiza. No. Why would you say that? Why would you say they're the same? Why is it a different mechanism? A person can get rid of his own nedarim in the future, but the fact that he can make for his wife's neder is a different halacha, right? And that necessarily is not necessarily the same. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next discussion goes on to Amud Aleph, and obviously, as you can see, Amud Aleph, I involve Amud Aleph, is not so long anyway. So have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.